Current Affairs.
This is Akashwani. In the weekly program Current Affairs, now we bring you a discussion on next-gen GST reforms, relief across sectors. The participants are Dilip Chinoy, economic analyst, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor.
The next-generation GST reforms with a simplified two-tier tax structure will come into effect from the 22nd of this month. Economic analyst Dilip Chinoy joins me in Akashwani's Current Affairs program to discuss how various sectors of the economy will be impacted by these reforms, benefiting the common man and strengthening India's long-term growth. Mr. Chinoy, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Anubha.
And before we begin this discussion, let's listen to what Prime Minister Narendra Modi said about the GST reforms.
Before 2014, even daily essential like toothpaste, soap and oil were taxed at 27%. Today, only 5% GST is applicable. All these have become affordable. The new GST rates will also make medicines for serious diseases like cancer more inexpensive. After September 22nd, cement and construction materials will also become cheaper. Many companies that manufacture scooters and cars have already reduced prices. I am sure that the festive season this time will be even more vibrant across the nation. As part of the reforms, GST on most hotels had been reduced to only 5%. Traveling to various places, staying in hotels and eating out will become cheaper. This will help more people travel, explore and enjoy different parts of our country.
And let's listen into what Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said about the GST impact.
The new generation GST reforms is a thorough review and a proposal which resulted in a proposal after the review. So the thorough review is what? In the last 8 years, keeping the framework intact, which was a framework formed at the stage of introducing GST, and we kept improving it in the last 8 years.
So my very first question to you is that many essential goods and services, including several food products used daily in the household, medicines and insurance, have been exempted from GST as part of the reforms. And they have been moved to the zero tax category now. So this shows the government's commitment to putting consumers first, as we just heard the Prime Minister.
So now it's very interesting. One is the timing. So if you look at a lot of the items, and people may not realize it, but during this period, during Diwali, yes, we do a lot of gifting.
Yes.
Gifting is normally sweets, items of daily consumption, clothes, apparel. Now, what has happened is that if those people now buy low-income families, middle-income families, if they buy for gifting, it's going to take a huge load and going to reduce their cost immensely on each item, even if it's 10 rupees, 5 rupees or 2 rupees. If you do it for 10, 15, 20 members, it multiplies. So there's going to be, for daily use items, going to be lower cost. For the middle class, who actually do a lot of buying in this, you know, during the Navratas, you buy vehicles, you buy TVs, you buy white goods, you know, Dhanteras, etc. On that, for the middle class, it's been a real effective reduction of nearly 10 to 12% in certain cases. And if you take the cess on certain items, it's even more. And this is one of the real reforms that has impacted the middle class directly. For the lower middle class and the poor middle class, it has reduced their daily budgets. It has reduced the monthly budgets, giving them more disposable income, which they can spend on other items. And as we want to promote tourism locally, make it easier for people to travel, the cess reduction on hotels and eating is a big thing and is going to have a multiplier effect in terms of improving consumption and allowing people to spend their disposable income much more rationally and better.
Since you're talking about, you know, disposable income, let's listen to what financial expert and chairman of Indian Chamber of Commerce in Odisha, Rajib S. Sahu, says about how these GST reforms will boost domestic consumption.
This has come at a very crucial time when there is a threat in the international market, especially America, when the export to America was under a challenge. Domestic market is the biggest strength of India, and this reduction, rather I would call it a substantial reduction in the GST rates, bringing it down to two slabs, making the whole GST simplified, is going to boost the domestic consumption, the industrial output because of the increased demand, and will give a cyclic cascading effect for improvement in employment, economic output, productivity and GDP of the country.
Mr. Chinoya, you know, let's come down to specific sectors now. Agriculture is a vital sector of our economy, employing a significant portion of the population. In fact, in his Independence Day address, Prime Minister Narendra Modi mentioned farmers as one of the segments which will directly benefit from GST 2.0. So can you tell us how this will be achieved and how will this help in attaining food security? And before you answer that, let's listen into this report that we have on the agriculture sector.
In a significant move to support the agriculture sector, the GST Council has reduced the goods and service tax on tractors and related farm machinery from 12% to 5%. It will make modern farming equipment more affordable and accessible to farmers across the country. This tax reduction is extended to lower the initial investment required for purchasing farm machinery, thereby promoting mechanization in agriculture. Additionally, the lower GST on tractor parts and tire will reduce maintenance cost, further easing the financial burden on farmers. Meanwhile, the rates of tractor have been slashed from 12% to 5%. Tractor will see the price cut ranging from 41,000 rupees to 63,000 rupees depending on their horsepower. Power tilters will become cheaper by nearly 11,000 rupees, while harvester will witness one of the biggest drops, a saving of 1,87,000 rupees, while straw reapers will be cheaper by 21,000 rupees. Today, Union Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan in the meeting said this reduction is substantial and will boost farmers' income. He directed that the benefit must not get absorbed midway but should directly reach farmers starting from September 22.
Our resolve is to increase farmers' income, and for that it is necessary to increase production, reduce production costs, and mechanization is important for both. Machines are also necessary to increase production, whether it is tractors, harvesters, threshers or small machines. These are essential. They also reduce costs. But farmers must get the benefit of the reduced GST rates. And this benefit is not small. It is very significant.
Vidishani Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Agriculture sector, the impact of the GST reforms on agriculture sector. So, of course, as we just heard the minister also saying that this will boost farmers' income. Apart from that, how will it impact or how will it help in attaining food security for the country?
So I think there are three issues with the agriculture sector. The first one, it's very difficult at times to even get labor in different parts of the country. The second one is productivity. And our low productivity in many cases is linked to low farm mechanization. And the third issue is that, and people forget that the Prime Minister promised that they will double farmers' income. So if you have to double farmers' income, you have to reduce input costs and then keep the output costs, calculated in a way that you can double their income.
Yeah.
So what the GST reform does, it first of all, as you heard in the export report, saying it lowers the cost inputs for farmers. So while there was a very heavy emphasis on farm machinery, but even fertilizers, there's a reduction. On biopesticides and sustainable inputs into the farm sector, we want to move towards organic farming.
Yes.
Again, a vision of the Prime Minister. So it is actually enabling this whole farming ecosystem to modernize, to become more productive, and really India becoming the food basket of the world, which is also what the Prime Minister wants to be done. So whether it's lower costs in cheaper fertilizers, machinery, biopesticides, and as the minister mentioned, with these being available at a low cost to the farm centers, the cost of leasing also would go down. So this is going to have kind of a spiraling effect, impact on the entire farm sector across the country.
I want to move now to the automobile sector. And before I put my question to you, let's listen to this report on the automobile sector.
In a major relief for the common man, the GST Council has announced significant tax cuts for the automobile sector. The industry supports over 3.5 crore jobs in manufacturing, sales, financing and maintenance directly and indirectly. Lower GST rates will boost demand, providing a lift not only to automobile manufacturers but also to the vast allied industries including tires, batteries, components, glass, steel, plastics and electronics. The tax reduction will also encourage the replacement of old vehicles with new fuel-efficient models, thereby promoting clean cleaner and greener mobility. Speaking to the media, President of the Federation of Automobile Dealers Association, C.S. Vikneshwar, said the automobile industry will fully utilize these reforms to ensure that every customer benefits through prices that meet their expectations.
The reform is going to be massive in terms of its reach, because not only the automotive sector, every sector we are seeing the prices go down. And if the prices go down, customers are going to go out and shop. And if the customers go out and shop, the economy is really going to improve.
The new tax rate will come into effect from Monday. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
And Akashwani also spoke to Mr. Radesh Menon, DG, Society of Indian Automobile Manufacturers, SIAM, who says these GST 2.0 is a major reform initiative automobile sector's perspective.
What it does is that there are two. One is entry-level vehicles will now, entry-level passenger cars, two-wheelers, three-wheelers, buses and trucks will now be at 18% as against a 28% base rate earlier. And even though heavier, the vehicles which are more than 4 meter, which are SUVs, they will also be brought down to 40% from an earlier average of 43 to 50. So overall, there will be a major benefit to the consumers from a price perspective, and I think this will enable the industry to have fresh momentum in the next couple of months.
Mr. Chinoy, you yourself have been associated with SIAM. How will the rationalization of GST rates affect this sector per se and improve our export competitiveness?
You know, the automotive industry is all about volume and scale. Now, what this GST reduction is going to be, and especially at this time, which is the festival season, is going to enable greater domestic market. It's a real boon for the middle class because, you know, there was very little incentive for the middle class in the earlier framework. Now the middle class, especially for entry-level vehicles and, you know, motorcycles up to 350 cc's, will purchase. Now once the auto sector goes up, the entire manufacturing sector actually goes up. So even our ambition to get to 25% of GDP for the manufacturing sector is going to be linked to all of these reforms going in. Now once you have a larger market, your incremental cost of production for exports reduces. So therefore we get competitive in our export market. And, you know, also across the whole value chain, components, the entire value chain, you've seen a rationalization of GST, which makes the whole vehicle very, very competitive. And for EVs, where we are trying to actually do electric vehicles and promote electric mobility, this is a very significant thing. Because if you recall, before the group of ministers meeting in the GST council meeting, there was a debate whether EVs remain at 5 or they go up to 18 and 40. Luckily, to promote EVs, it remained at 5, and therefore that's a huge advantage. If we improve our penetration of EVs in the domestic market, we can actually export. Maruti is only doing export at the moment. So it's definitely going to improve our export competitiveness. We are already the third or fourth largest manufacturer of, you know, cars. We are the second largest manufacturer of two-wheelers. And I think we'll maintain that position, and hopefully, as was done in the SIAM and ACMA AGM, we can take a huge advantage of this reduction and this rationalization going forward.
And when it comes to exports, exports are directly connected with the growth of the country. So let's listen to what Minister of Information and Broadcasting Ashwani Vaishnav said about the GST, how it would accelerate GDP growth.
The way GST has been structured, practically every household item, practically every item used in farming, practically every item used by aspirational middle class will get cheaper. That means when lower prices, the demand will get a significant boost. Even if we see 10% growth in demand, based on what our estimates are today, we should be looking at adding about 20 lakh crore rupees to our economy over a period of next few years. That's huge. That's really significant, because year on year, we generally tend to add about 5 to 6% on consumption, nominal terms. And that kind of jump, when it happens, it starts driving the virtuous cycle. When consumption increases, the capacity utilization increases, which means there is a requirement for more capex. Increase in capex means more employment, more new projects, which again further drives the consumption, because higher incomes, better living standards, all those things drive that virtuous cycle.
Mr. Chinoy, over the last few years, the Modi government has been focusing on supporting the MSME and labor-intensive sectors through various schemes and initiatives. How will lowering GST rates further help the MSMEs in terms of boosting employment? promoting local manufacturing, and strengthening supply chains. Can you explain this with sector-specific examples? Because we just talked about the automobile sector, and India is also a major manufacturer of auto components, which is again falls in the MSME segment.
The whole economy. First is a direct impact on prices. Lower tax burden means lower consumer prices. With the GST cut on goods and services, the tax component of the retail price drops. When there's a demand for the finished product, obviously it means that the component suppliers in the tier 1, tier 2, if I talk of the automotive, or the component suppliers, even like a cardboard box.
Yes.
We tend to forget that a cardboard box is also made by MSMEs or the packaging material. The demand for that goes up. So the whole ecosystem will grow. And that means a lot of the MSMEs who supply to the different industry sectors will grow, even for the agriculture sector. I mean, even if you look at the consumables, hair oil, shampoo, a lot of this is done by the small and medium sector. Namkeens, packaged, unpackaged, they're all small and medium firms here. So all of them actually will have a lower rate. And like I mentioned earlier, this is festival season. We do a lot of gifting. We do a lot of things. So if consumption goes up, their sales turnover goes up and they can grow. And people forget, and it was on this show earlier, that we talked about the reforms that government did for the MSME sector in terms of increasing their total turnover to qualify as a micro, small and medium, increasing the whole investment providing. So this whole, you've got to see income tax, GST and the budgets and the reclassification as MSME as a package. So this government is actually looking at a whole package for different sectors and moving it. And as, you know, Minister Vaishnav said that the government has set up two other committees on simplifying business and removing challenges and the ease of doing business. So that's again going to be helping the MSMEs because their cost of compliance will go down and it will help them to be more competitive.
That's what I was coming to next, you know, that it's not just the simplification of tax structure, but for, you know, MSMEs, for those businesses which are small businesses, medium businesses, actually the compliance also is very crucial because a lot of time they're not aware of, you know, how to go about it. So the reforms are just not about simplifying the tax structure. It's also about simplifying the whole process of compliance. How will that help?
With multiple GST rates, and in some cases there were multiple GST rates in the same sector, what this set of reforms of GST 2.0 and the mere fact that they've called it GST 2.0 looks like there will be a GST 3.0 at some appropriate time. It has done a lot of simplification across the different, you know, value chains. In the textiles, earlier there was a inverted duty structure, and now also some people are saying, but that's a, that'll go in time. So if there's a simple single rate for multiple items, then if you're making multiple items as an MSME, because MSME supplies to another manufacturer, an OE or you know whatever it is, or they do contract manufacturing, one rate for them simplifies this thing. And then you know the whole thing of the simplification done in refund of taxes, the time period reduced, you know, the e-invoicing. All of this is a very simple thing which is going to help MSMEs comply. And of course, for the exporters earlier, in the question that you asked earlier, they've also put a timeline that they'll speed up the refund of GST for the exporters.
And how would it boost the employment opportunities, would you say?
So employment opportunities, if economy is growing, more production, need for more people and more jobs, and therefore more employment. And in the farm sector also now, if we have increased mechanization and, you know, there's increased leasing models, we'll create new areas of businesses that will start. So I think you're going to see, and if there's going to be increased retail, retail sector will need more people. So if you look at the different segments, and if this goes the way that the government is thinking, and as consumers, as an industry, we have to support this process. There's a lot of fear that the price will not be passed on, but most companies are announcing price cuts in line with what has been.
So we see that one of the biggest beneficiaries of the next gen GST reforms is the electronics sector. Appliances such as ACs, refrigerators, washing machines, large screen TVs, which were earlier taxed at the highest slab of 28%, have been brought down to 18% under the new regime. Now that's a sizable cut. And before I put my question to you, let's listen to what the chairman of Indian Cellular and Electronics Association, ICEA, Pankaj Mahindru, said about GST being an extraordinary reform.
GST was an extraordinary reform, and it was committed that GST will not increase tax on the general public. But it has gone up in some pockets like mobile phones and electronics. So the overall rationalization into fewer slabs is very much on the cards because we have to prepare for Viksit Bharat 2047. So that requires a completely different vivastha, as they say. And I think GST reforms will put more money in the pocket of consumers. It will stimulate demand and it will be good for the industry and the consumers.
The white goods such as ACs and all, GST has been reduced from 28% to 18%. That's a 10% huge cut. So these items therefore become more affordable for the middle class. How does this align with the government's vision of a digital India and promote the concept of an Atmanirbhar Bharat?
If you look at the concept of ACs and computers and digital goods, initially these products were seen as for a certain segment of society. Now, given the widespread usage and looking at the challenges of climate change and, you know, other aspects coming in, these are becoming very important as a daily necessity. And it was out of the reach of certain middle class families and lower income families to look at these products, which is very essential for them. And, you know, one time it came out very starkly was during COVID, where you actually had to do classes from home, you know, online classes. Work from home, you needed to have computers, you needed to have big screens, etc. And I think that's what's actually driven that we need greater penetration of these items across the population to, one, improve quality of life. Second, all of these are becoming very green. So if you go to the Prime Minister's life aspiration and climate change aspiration, and these are now being powered by renewable energy. So a lot of these items are going into households to make them more productive. You know, if you take Singapore or you take Japan, air conditioning there is seen as a productivity tool.
Okay.
So in India also, you have a PLI scheme for white goods. It could also be an export to your earlier question. Will this enable exports? Yes, if we increase the volume reduction, it will reduce costs and help in exports. So this is a very important contribution and a very significant reduction for the middle class and the aspirational people who wish to own, you know, white goods and also there could be a dishwasher, refrigerator, you know, washing machine or a digital TV.
Because these are no more just aspirational goods. These have become essentials of daily life. So that's also there that, you know, the fact that because these are slowly becoming more essential items, so to speak, so the costs need to be lowered so that more people can afford them.
Absolutely right, Anuman. If you look at it, you know, you just have to see if you go to an apartment buildings and not necessarily higher income apartment buildings, they'll have a window AC or a split AC there because it's become an essential. Similarly, you'd have a TV.
TV, a washing machine.
Right? And if we want to become the creative capital of the world, we need to have domestic consumers who actually partake of this thing. So it's all a broader strategy. And if you connect the dots, you'll see that, you know, digital India, India being a creative capital of the world, lowering costs of these products, making India a hub for these products is all part of a, you know, kind of a design which the government has been doing over the last 4 to 10 years.
The new GST rates for renewable energy devices, solar panels and composting machines have been lowered from 12 to 5%. What role will this reduction play in promoting sustainability and green energy adoption and help India achieve its decarbonization and net zero emissions target?
In the whole net zero, we have a national goal of 2075, which the Prime Minister announced at the COP meeting. Now, to enable that, we have to do multiple things. First, we have to increase the number of percentage of renewable energy as the total percentage of the energy mix, which we are on track. We are adding the 500 gigawatts of energy as we go forward, etc. There we are on track. The second thing that the government has actually done was the solar rooftop mission.
Yes.
Now, if you take the solar rooftop mission and you look at the mission to be self-reliant on making solar modules. So how do you make it cheaper for the consumer? And if the government is giving a subsidy, how do you reduce the subsidy burden? So the GST on that aspect is reducing the cost for a homeowner to put a rooftop solar. And this is like, these are not very big. These are 200 to 300, you know, KV type of systems for a home. And therefore, if the consumption goes up, 5 to 10% consumption means a greater return on investment. So it's going to increase the sales of this, have a greater market, greater scale in India. So end to end, and therefore contributing to the net zero effect in terms of when we do decentralized in villages, in other places, if we do decentralized green energy, we reduce the dependence on the grid, and the grid could then help decarbonize other sectors and other industries as we go forward.
And before we move forward in the discussion, let's listen to what T.V. Narendran, Managing Director of Tata Steel, said about the how the steel industry will be indirectly impacted by the GST reforms.
On GST, the steel industry is not directly impacted. It's indirectly impacted because the consumption goes up in India. That's good for steel because steel is used across sectors, across industries. It's a positive move because end of the day, we need to trigger consumption. We need to look at the cost of doing business. And I think across sectors, everyone has welcomed it. So we welcome it.
Mr. Chinoy, like we just heard, steel may not be directly impacted, you know, by the GST reforms. But overall, if you look at it, how will the GST 2.0 impact the growth of India's trade and commerce and enhance the competitiveness of Indian businesses?
I think every sector, Narendran actually said it in very precise words, while it has not been reduced, GST has not been reduced, but it is going to lead to greater consumption and therefore the steel industry is going to benefit. So if you look at automobiles, if you look at white goods, if you look at even solar panels, yeah, they all need steel. In the construction sector also, you've seen reforms being done here, all steel consumption sectors. So three things are going to happen in the overall economy. One, and is important, since the a lot of food items, a lot of daily use items, prices have reduced, it'll have impact on inflation. Inflation will be lower.
Yes.
The second thing impact will have, it'll give greater disposable income in the hands of the consumer, leading to greater consumption and hopefully bridging the perceived loss that a lot of people have said that there'll be a loss of GST going forward. It'll actually address that. The third is that because it's going to increase scale in India, it will help us to export.
Right.
And the fourth thing, given that some markets are currently unavailable for exports, this reduction in cost may be increasing domestic demand and helping us offset some of the impact on the GDP because of the loss of export markets. And most importantly, the whole economy will become productive starting from the farm sector going forward, because whether it's the reduction in cost of inputs or fertilizers, biopesticides or farm machinery, or whether it is, at the higher end, enabling the cost of air conditioners and other white goods to come in, which all are productivity devices now are going forward. So these are the five key things that the benefits to the economy.
There is always a gestation period or teething, period whenever reforms are announced. So which sectors, according to you, are likely to face teething troubles and why?
So, typically what you hear on this is that the industries where the MRP is marked on the good, they face some teething trouble because of challenges in the whole value chain. The automobile industry has also said they have teething troubles. But some of the OEs have already reduced the price before 22nd September.
All right.
Okay. So I think when it comes to that, it is a business call for the businesses to take. And if I were to take the automotive, FMCG and other sectors, they've clearly announced price cuts. And sometimes if you look at the numbers carefully, they are more than what the GST benefit has done, because back end also they're getting certain benefits. But the MRP issue of already, marked goods, and the what will actually be a challenge is if the dealers and distributors and the shopkeepers of all, they also join this and, help pass on the benefits. It could be, but that could be a teething problem in the whole ecosystem.
One last question. The GST Council has either completely abolished or slashed GST on many defense equipment items. To give you just one example, GST on drones has been slashed from 28 to just 5%. Now, at a time when India is moving to become Atmanirbhar in the defense sector, how significant are these GST reforms in defense-related businesses, startups, and for innovators?
Drones are not only for defense. Drones are also used in agriculture for micronutrient spraying, for precision farming, etc. Drones are finding a great application there. But if you see who are the buyers in the defense, it's the government. So if there's any item which they can reduce the price, and they can obviously buy more, because in Operation Sindoor, it was a drone versus missile. And therefore, there are many statements of how we want to grow this sector. In fact, at FICCI, we really pushed the drone, and the drone PLI came out of the Ministry of Heavy Industry kind of segment. So it's a very important thing. Drones are multiple usage. And if they reduced GST on multiple defense items, it benefits the country, but it also helps the local manufacturers to scale manufacturing and become, competitive for exports, because the defense ministry also has a significant export target.
Absolutely. Mr. Chinoy, thank you so much for joining us in this very important discussion.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on next-gen GST reforms relief across sectors. The participants were Dilip Chenoy, economic analyst, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani.
Current Affairs.